Charlie?
Bert is cleaning.
Where's Charlie? Check the living room.
Charlie, guess what?
Somebody call me?
Not me.
Charlie disappears.
He's standing in the living room.
Try his bedroom.
Thanks. Charlie, you gotta see this.
You sure nobody's calling me?
Wouldn't I tell you?
Berta, he's not in his room.
What?
I said he's not in his room.
What?
Did you find him? He's not up there.
Try Jake's room.
What would he be doing in Jake's room?
Hey, I'm just trying to help.
I'm sorry. Charlie!
I'm sure I heard something.
I don't know what to tell you.
As he disappears again, Berta grins.
I could do this all day.
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Charlie's sitting outside the French windows with his feet up. He's writing in a notebook. Alan's in the living room. He spies Charlie and marches outside.
Charlie?
Hey, Alan.
Didn't you hear me calling you?
Oh, that was you.
Of course it was me. Who else would it be?
Oh, no, don't snap at me.
I've been running all over the house looking for you.
Well, I was right here.
I know that now.
Hey, there's no reason to have a hissy fit.
Hissy fit? This is not a hissy fit.
Say it higher, Alan. There's a couple of dogs in the neighborhood that didn't hear you.
I'm all done. I'm going home now.
Thank you, Berta.
Good night, Berta.
Good night, my pets.
She waddles off.
Okay, now that you've managed to find me, what do you want?
There was something I was excited to show you, but now I don't think I want to.
I'm okay with that.
So am I. Oh, come on. You gotta see this.
All right, fine.
Hey, wait a minute. Did Berta know you were out here?
Very mature, Alan. Blame the maid.
Alan leads Charlie to the garage where there's a shiny red Porsche.
Ta-da!
Oh, you bought a Porsche.
Porsche. What do you think?
It's cute.
But what do you mean, cute?
I mean, it looks like my car's hot little girlfriend.
Are you saying this is a chick car? Because it isn't. It's a Porsche.
Yeah, the cute little one.
No, it's the sporty one.
If your sport is girls basketball.
No, it's got the fuel injection and the rack and the pinion and the leather thingy to cover the hood.
That's called a bra, Alan.
Yeah, but it's made of leather.
All right, whatever.
It is not a chick car. The salesman showed me brochures with pictures of guys driving it.
Alan, if a monkey walked into the dealership, he'd have been shown pictures of monkeys driving it.
Monkeys can't drive a stick. Now, come on. We'll go for a spin. Pick up Jake.
Where'd you get the money for this?
Huh?
Where'd you get the money for this? Because they're not cheap.
Oh, no, they are not.
Alan opens the garage door, and they get into the Porsche.
So where'd you get the money for this?
Hmm?
The money. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I got it from...
What?
I got a loan from...
Charlie switches off the engine.
Where'd the money come from?
I found it.
Alan?
Mom.
You traded your soul for a Porsche.
I didn't trade my soul, and it's Porsche.
Alan, why didn't you come to me?
No, I already owe you so much, and you won't let me pay rent, and you pay all the utilities.
Well, keeping that in mind, did you ever consider taking the money from Mom and paying me back?
No, not really. Come on. Let me show you what this baby can do.
Alan reverses.
Well, what do you know? Monkeys can drive a stick.
They speed along a dark highway.
You know, the salesman was right. You really do feel special in one of these things.
Oh, yeah. Probably not a lot of middle-aged divorced guys driving around L.A. in a Porsche.
Porsche. Oh, wait, I forgot to show you the best part. Wait.
He gleefully puts on a NASCAR baseball cap, Charlie's eyes widen incredulously.
Alan, that's a NASCAR hat.
Yeah, they were out of the Porsche hats, and I wanted something that said speed and performance, so I got this instead.
What you should be wearing is a hat with a propeller on top. Come on, open her up.
The first 1,000 miles is the break-in period. You're not supposed to go over 65.
Well, then go 65.
The speed limit is 60. You want me to get a ticket?
Alan, you're driving an expensive red sports car. If you're not getting tickets in tail, you might as well take the bus. Which, by the way, just passed us.
I am going plenty fast, thank you very much.
Can we at least put the top down?
No, I want to trap the new car smell in as long as I can.
Man, are you anal retentive? You should get a bumper sticker that reads, "My other car is a puckered rectum."
Oh, yeah. Like I'd desecrate this car with a bumper sticker.
As they walk up to Judith's front door, Alan cockily turns and zaps the car with the remote alarm device.
God, I love that sound.
He zaps a couple more times like a Western gunslinger. Charlie grabs his hat and slaps him with it.
Will you stop it?
Charlie steps up and rings the front doorbell. They both stand with their hands dug deep in their pockets. Charlie glares at Alan. Judith opens the front door.
Jake, your dad's here. Where's your car?
My car? My car is...
He mimes bowling with the zapper.
Right there.
You got a Porsche?
Porsche.
I have to struggle to make ends meet, and you can buy a Porsche?
What are you talking about? Your ends have not only met, they've been to Hawaii and remodeled the kitchen.
Don't change the subject. How is it you can afford a fancy sports car?
Well, I can't afford it, really.
Maybe I have to call my attorney and re-examine our whole alimony child support agreement.
No, you don't. It wasn't very expensive. This is the girl version, right, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. You've got to kiss it before you can even stick the key in.
Judith, you have nothing to worry about. You have successfully sucked me dry.
Absolutely. This guy's farting dust.
Then where do you get the money for the car?
Charlie has a quick think.
He borrowed it from our mother.
Give me a break, Charlie. Even Alan's not that stupid.
Oh, but he is.
I am. I swear to God.
Chubby Jake comes out.
Hey, cool car. Is it yours?
Yeah.
Huh. We're gonna have to talk about my allowance.
Okay, well, have a nice weekend.
Wait a minute. That's a two-seater. Where's it gonna sit?
And you didn't believe he was that stupid.
Later, Jake sits beside Charlie, who's driving the red Porsche. Wind whips through their hair.
Whoa! We're going way over the speed limit.
Let me worry about that. You just keep looking for cops.
They zip off down the highway. Alan's in the back of a yellow taxi cab. The driver's a bald, grumpy-looking man.
I don't usually take a cab. I drive a red Boxster, you know? Porsche.
Those are very nice.
Thank you.
My sister has one.
Alan's smug smile fades and he looks sick. Next day in the kitchen.
Hey, Berta, you see my brother?
Did you check his room?
Thanks.
Alan's with their mum.
Sweetie, it is a beautiful car. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mom. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, your Aunt Sylvia loves hers. Berta, have you seen Charlie?
Look out on the deck.
Mum goes out and Charlie comes in.
I was just looking for you.
I was in the garage.
Oh, Charlie, I was just looking for you.
I was looking for Alan.
I was in the garage.
All three frown at Berta.
Okay, bye.
Smiling, she goes. Alan frowns at Charlie.
Oh, sure. Blame the maid.
Charlie gets a coffee.
Oh, Alan, before I forget, I need to ask you for a little favor.
Your soul, please.
Charlie, for God's sake.
Careful. I don't think you're allowed to say God without, you know, bursting into flames or something.
Shush with your antichrist humor. It's getting old. Alan, I'd like you to join me for dinner tomorrow night.
Why?
Well, I'm dating a man I'd like you to meet.
And?
He has a lovely daughter about your age.
Saith the serpent.
Charlie raises an eyebrow.
No. Mom, please, 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 no blind dates.
Why not? She's a sweet girl, and I think you might really hit it off.
Why can't Charlie go out with her?
Hey, whoa, she didn't buy me a car.
This has absolutely nothing to do with the car. Besides, I want to get closer to this man. Should the time come when I want an ugly breakup, I'll let you take a crack at his daughter.
I'm sorry, Mom, but I'd really rather not.
Alan, I bought you a car.
Charlie sniffs the air.
I love the smell of brimstone in the morning.
Alan relents and smiles.
Tomorrow night, 8:00, Le Pissoir. I really appreciate this, darling.
Sure.
Oh, one more thing. She's been through a rough patch lately, so we won't be ordering alcohol. Bye-bye.
Alan frowns at Charlie, who weaves his hands around. He makes two horns with his fingers.
Not really. She sounds great.
In a restaurant, Alan's sitting with a tense-looking blonde woman.
Well, looks like my mom and your dad are running a little late.
Typical.
Yeah, so you're in town for the weekend. Where do you live?
Palm Springs.
Oh, that's nice. How long have you lived there?
42 days so far.
42 days?
Yeah. This is my first weekend pass.
Uh-huh.
I was supposed to get one at 30, but I bit a guy.
Would you like a cocktail while you're waiting?
No, cocktails. No.
Oh, that's all right. You can have one.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Oh, please. Really. No, go ahead.
I don't think it's...
Order a drink, damn it. I want to smell it.
We're fine. Maybe just a fizzy water.
Grimacing, she rubs her head.
So what do you do?
I'm a chiropractor.
Really? Can you prescribe stuff?
No.
Well. Did you hear that?
It's my phone.
Oh, thank God.
Hello? Oh, hey, Mom, where are you? Yes, she's here. Yes, very sweet. Where are you? Trudy, there's no smoking.
Oh, that's just great. Just Jim frickin' Dandy.
You guys are coming, right? What am I supposed to do? Yes, I know you bought me a car. All right, goodbye. Apparently, your father mixed up his heart bills with his Viagra, and they didn't want to waste the opportunity.
So he's not coming?
Well...
Perfect. Just perfect. He'd rather spend the night with some old hose bag.
She lights a cigarette, and Alan smiles bravely.
That old hose bag is my mother, and there's still no smoking in here. I'm sorry.
Careful. I bit the last guy who tried to touch me.
Alan quickly withdraws his hand.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean we can't have a nice meal. I'll call the waiter. Hello? Yeah, we're ready to order.
Alan turns back to see Trudy's grabbed a woman's glass of wine and is guzzling it down. He stares in horror.
Remind me to get some clean urine from you before we go.
At home, Jake's sitting beside Charlie on the couch. He picks bits off the top of his pizza.
What are you doing?
Picking off the pepperonis.
Then why'd you order it with pepperonis?
I like to stack them up and eat them in bed. Hello? Hey, Mom. No, Dad's not here. He's on a date.
Whoa.
Hang on. Uncle Charlie's talking to me. Yeah?
Don't go telling your mom your father's on a date. It's none of her business.
Okay. He's not on a date. Hang on. She wants to talk to you.
Charlie gestures no.
Uncle Charlie's not here.
Give me that. Hey, Judith, what's up? Well, he's not a bright kid. What do you want from him? I don't know where Alan is. Would you like me to give him a message? Because who knows? Maybe this time I will. No message.
Secret that Dad's on a date.
It's not a secret. It's just never a good idea to tell women more than they need to know.
How come?
Because we love them and want to protect them. A clueless woman is a happy woman.
Charlie grabs a plate and takes a slice of pizza from it. Jake eyes it up.
Can I have your pepperonis?
No.
Trudy's standing on the table, swinging her black dress around. She flings it up over her head.
Come on, Trudy. Come on. Let's get you back to the Bat Cave,
or
whatever cave you crawled out of.
Thank you, kind sir. You are indeed a gentleman. Allow me to reward you.
She licks his face. His mouth hangs open, and he blinks, horrified.
salty. I shall now need a slice of lime and a carafe of tequila.
No, thank you. No, no, we're fine. Come on, Trudy. Let's take you home.
Oh, okay. But we'll have to be really quiet, because my roommate is detoxing, so she's kind of a light sleeper.
No, I meant home to your father.
Oh, God! Daddy! Oh, I'm such a disappointment to you! Hey, your aftershave has alcohol in it.
He hustles her out. They nearly hit the deck. On the couch.
So why is Dad's car a chick car?
It's not really. I was just saying that to bust his chops.
Chops are your nuts, right?
Right.
Mom said it's a midlife crisis car.
Well, she was bound to be right about something eventually.
What's a midlife crisis?
Well, Jake, it's when a man starts facing his own mortality and tries to recapture his youth.
I've had one of those.
Do tell.
Life was so much simpler when I was six. Hello? Hey, Dad. Listen, don't worry about your midlife crisis. They usually go away over summer vacation. He wants to talk to you. Are you here?
Charlie takes the phone.
Yeah. Whoa, slow down. How drunk is she? Really? Batman drunk? Well, just dump her with Mom and her father. Where are they? Oh, Viagra and a bad ticker. Mom loses more boyfriends that way. Alan, calm down. Listen to me, here's what you do. Take her to a crowded club, pin a warning note on her back as a courtesy to the next guy, and run like hell. If you don't want my advice, why'd you call me? Okay, how about this? Put the top down and let the night air sober her up.
She's standing on the passenger seat.
What's plan B?
She droops down over the windscreen. At home.
How come you don't have a date tonight?
I decided I'd rather hang out with you.
Really?
Nope.
You're just saying that to bust my chops.
Nope.
Alan walks in, rubbing his hands.
Hey.
How was your date?
Oh, lots of fun.
Think you'll marry her?
Doubtful. Charlie?
He gestures Charlie to step aside with him.
So what happened? You take her to a club and ditch her?
No, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Well, it's cheesy and immoral, and I'm really not comfortable having some valet touch my car.
So where is she?
In the garage.
Oh, Alan.
Fuck, she passed out. I figured I'd let her sleep it off.
So you just left her in your car?
Why not?
They prick up their ears, then start to frown. Alan's frozen to the spot with his mouth wide open.
Well, at least she left the garage door open.
Later, Jake's still on the couch watching TV. Charlie's in the kitchen with Alan, who's on the phone.
It's a red Porsche Boxster with dealer plates. Porsche. Yeah, about an hour ago.
Hey, Dad, check it out. Your car's on TV.
They stare at the TV. A caption says, "Breaking news, high-speed pursuit."
I'll call you back.
Pacific Coast Highway and is now southbound on the 405 freeway.
Oh, God!
Don't worry, I've watched hundreds of these. They never make it.
As you can see, she just ran over the nail strips that the highway patrol laid out.
Oh, man, look at the sparks.
That's because she's riding on rims, Jake. You gotta like how your car handles without tires.
Oh, God!
Whoa, that was a close call. She sideswiped that SUV and kept right on going.
What's that dragging alongside Dad's car?
I think that's the door.
Cool.
Oh, God.
Bill, this is Trish in the studio. Can you see the suspect? How do you know it's a woman?
Well, Trish, we actually don't know it's a woman, but thought it was a safe bet based on the type of car.
It's not a chick car.
Relax, eh? She's busting your chops.
Jake shares a smile with Charlie, who gives him the thumbs up. ITFC audio description by Matthew Vickers. Men, 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 manly men, men.